Good evening, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's Suzanne Tarazi Ferraro, and we're here with the Nursing Home Show every Wednesday. And we also have Frank Perino. He's also online ahead of time, so I just put him in as well. We are having a very interesting show tonight. It's going to tell you about, you know, people who are in nursing homes, you know, want to be within nursing homes. We have somebody who's in a nursing home right now who's going to be calling shortly and talking with us. So let me bring it over to Frank. He knows about the story just as much as I do. So here we go. Frank, you there?
In a sight.
Oops. Hi, hello,
Frank. Everyone.
How you doing? Yep.
Welcome to our nursing home program, or more accurately put, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing program.
Yep.
I was thinking today, somebody called me today and asked me a very weird question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wanted me to tell them if I knew of a nursing home that was good. And, you know, I had to be very honest. I said, there's no such thing as a good nursing home. As a matter of fact, that's how we tagged our tweet tonight. Did you get the tweet out?
Yes, I did.
All right. And I want to explain why we believe that, you know. There's so many cases of abuse in the nursing home. I heard about another one today of a woman who bed sore on her gluteus maximus. For those of you who don't know anatomy terminology, that's, in other words, her butt.
Her butt.
You know?
Yeah.
And from neglect. Now, this woman, more than the average person, knows about neglect because she was a former director of a assisted living center, and she had to put people into nursing homes. You know. So, you know, she knows about how people are neglected and what people should do not to neglect their clients. But in these homes, you don't have enough people to
make that
happen. And a lot of times you got the wrong people.
That's correct.
You know. So,
Frank,
there's no such thing as a good nursing home, that's for sure.
That's,
you got a call?
Yes, we do. And it starts with the 422 exchange. Is that the one you're waiting for?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Okay. You are
Inner Side Live. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, this is Devin. I just listening in
hey,
on your show.
Oh, hey, Devin.
How are you doing?
Hello. Doing well. Doing
Hello.
Well.
Yeah.
Doing well.
It was a great topic.
Yeah,
I
left a message earlier for our friend, and she had the phone shut off, so I don't, you know, you never know what's going to happen in those places.
Right.
So, I don't know. I hope she'll call in.
Yeah, I hope she will.
In the meantime, I want to thank you very much for orchestrating this whole thing.
I'm Suzanne, and I, too, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
And trying to help get this woman out of that horrible place, you know.
Oh, good.
And she told me, among other things, that because she was in a position of directing, you know, know, at a live-in center. She made it a point of saying that she definitely believes that the staff is treating her worse because of the position she had.
Wow.
That's right.
That's crazy.
And that's why I told her, I says, you know, the more noise you make, the more repercussions you can count on.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
They don't like that squeaky wheel, that person who's speaking out, you know.
Yeah.
And they want to quiet that right away. And I guess one way is to speak out and help her out.
Yeah.
To help get a, you know,
I mean,
a lot of people need the nursing homes. But there are people in there who only use it for rehabilitation now have to get out. It's not a living, you know, good living situation.
Well, Devin, I got to say something because I've heard you say that many times. And I believe you're a beautiful guy, and I've come to love you like a brother. But I don't agree with you on that. I don't think anybody needs a nursing home, you know, under the right circumstances in their own home. You know, I was going to talk about that tonight.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody has their own opinion, and we respect it, and that's what Inner Sight is about. You know.
Right.
That's.
So. But. I don't know. We'll see if she calls in. Do we have any other callers on the board?
Yes, we do. I was just about to say.
Oh, we do.
Yes.
All right, and Dev, you want to stand by?
Yeah, hold on. Sure, absolutely.
Okay. All right, let's take another caller. Inner Sight Live on the air. Hello.
Hello, you're on Inner Sight.
I don't know if you heard me. I'm here, Lavinia.
Hi,
yeah,
Lavinia.
Hi.
Hi. How are
you? I'm
welcome
good.
To the
I'm
Inner
good.
Sight.
Another day. Hi,
welcome
thank
to
you. Your... Thank you. My first time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Suzanne is my co-host, and Devin is on the line with us.
Oh,
yeah,
hello. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Lavinia.
Yeah. Party line.
Hello. Party line.
Yeah.
No, we're so happy that you called in, you know. How long have
thank
you been
you.
In that nursing home, Lavinia?
I want to say 4 years now, since 2019.
Wow,
4 years. You
four
mind
years.
If I say your age? I want people to know how young you are.
Oh, no, I'm 48.
And you were 44 when you got in there.
Yeah, my accident was September 28th, 2018.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, they sent you to rehab, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started off in Freeport, and then I came here. This place is called a rehab nursing home.
Now, why didn't they try to get you an apartment after you finished your
Not
rehab?
Not at first.
Got...
I was unfortunately too ill at first.
Yeah.
I had a
trach,
a G-tube. I'm much better now. I'm ready to fly. I'm
right.
still paralyzed. down.
So I'm now you're ready to get out of there. I mean, after 4 years, you know.
Yes, I built up the strength and the courage to open my fabulous mouth, and I'm ready to fly.
You see, let me make something clear what Inner Sight believes. One of the things that should have happened here, you never should have gave up your apartment.
That's
they should
right.
have kept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, see, that's what happens to people. They take your money.
Yeah.
They take your
like
apartment.
My mom.
You know? And in some cases, they even take your life.
Oh. Well, I've been in four different nursing homes myself as you know, the reason why I'm leading, usually leading this show is because I've been in them. So it's been hard to, you know, to even make people vaguely understand what it feels like. And when Frank knew what I was feeling like in there, he was like, oh, you got a nursing home show. I can't even begin to make people understand how horrible they are. You have to start talking. You have to start.
They have no idea. No idea.
Lavinia, what are some of the things that you have witnessed in your 4 years? Can you enumerate some of them?
Yeah. There's a lot of different types of cases in this nursing home, schizophrenia, dementia, Alzheimer's. So once you got one going off with the profanities, you know, F this, F that, you got the other one screaming, then the other one screaming. You got four of them down one hallway yelling and yelling, and it's hard to sleep. Very prejudiced people. Horrible.
Lack of sleep is definite.
How you sleep? The other day I was up till 2 in the morning. You sleep? I don't know how the bags under my eyes are huge. I don't know how I carry that.
What does the staff do when people act out like that? You know, what's their usual response?
We're so understaffed that they don't have time to even help those poor individuals there. The other night we had two aides, and there's about almost 50 people here. Aides to 50 people. No, I'm talking too low, right? Am I talking too low?
That's the truth.
It's
one of the things that we believe and that we've said many times is the person's home health aide should be allowed in the nursing home to help client.
That's correct.
See how much better that would be, at least?
Yeah.
But nobody fights for that. Except us.
Yeah, they actually have some home health aides here and some nursing assistants here, which I have worked both realms as well. I've done home care and nursing assistant care, which is the same.
Wow.
It's just a few words. They do the same thing, you know, just it's patient care, and they just need more people here, but unfortunately, I think because of that COVID, it scared everybody.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's over with. You know, I mean, what's their excuse now?
It's frightening. You know, there's one kid screaming right now. I don't know if you can hear it, but there she is. Oh, God. I'm glad
you
don't hear the professor.
Have you been able to help anyone on your own?
I wish I could. There are some times where I'm telling an aide, oh, please help her, only she only, she's like scooting out of the chair. Do you know that she slammed the door on that poor resident so I wouldn't look at her? Slammed the door. She was screaming for 3 or 4 hours, and nobody could help her until somebody went in to help her and said, oh, honey, you're sliding out of the floor, onto the floor. Let me pick you up. Come on. That is just, it's disgusting.
Is that why
Devin, go ahead.
Yeah, is that why the patient was screaming? Because she was sliding off her bed?
Yeah. Off the chair, the wheelchair.
Wow.
Yeah. One horror story after another is
a horror story after another.
And that's only one place. Can you imagine all the other places in the country?
Yeah.
They're all the same, though. They are.
Yeah, they all operate the same way, you know.
Oh, another complaint I have is I have not taken a shower because the water is ice cold. Ice cold. Because the dietary, I guess.
Wait, go ahead, Liberty.
I guess dietary and the is right there as well, so we don't have running hot water. So I am paralyzed from my breast down, but still it's cold. So obviously I can feel it on my head and my chest. It's freezing. It's abuse. It's abuse that it's so cold. So I sit there at 3:30 while I'm up in my wheelchair, Gino. I sit in the bathroom while the water is warm. It's pretty hot in the afternoon, so I will wash my top half. My top half every afternoon, and then I wash my face. I do everything I'm usually doing at home, you know. And
yeah.
then when yeah. the girls take care of me in the morning, they just wash my bottom half. You know, and my shower days are Monday and Thursday. Is that that's just?
I know.
It's just
you're like a prisoner.
I was telling Frank one time, I got showered by myself. I had to grab a whole basin full of soapy water and dump it on my head all the way down my body because 2 weeks they hadn't decided who was going to give me a shower, you know, or not. Who cares who? Just send somebody in my damn room, you know. And then they finally...
God.
2 weeks without anything hitting my body. No water,
that's
no nothing.
That's inhumane.
Yeah, it is inhumane, sweetheart. I've been there.
They get dogs better than that.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, we have four of our committee members, and Lavinia is our newest. And
thank you
so much.
I would definitely like to be a part of it.
Yeah, for joining
Definitely.
The committee. We want to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Turn them
Wouldn't
into something good.
Very good. Make them from a horrible... I want them to be... I want, you know, things to become independent. You know?
Oh, God. And the AIDS are so loud. They think we don't rest here. This is our home. We live here right
That's
now. Can you just, the cursing and all this nonsense up and down the hallways?
Yeah.
Lavinia, have you ever complained to the management?
Oh, yes. We actually have, we have a monthly resident council where we can voice our opinions, and the director of recreation leads it. So she writes down all of our complaints and brings it down to the director. And mind you, I used to work here in this nursing home that I now live in. I'm a nurse that works here. And I am good friends with the director. He used to be a nurse, a regular floor nurse, and now he's the RN director. And I've told him numerous times what this and this and that and this. And now I have, like, the biggest room in the house. Like, what is that supposed to shut me up?
Do you have a private room?
Oh, yeah, the big private room. Oh, everyone says, how does she get that room? Why does she have that room? Why do I have that room? It's pretty fun. Just
you want
me
to
out.
Keep
yeah.
your mouth shut, that's why.
That's why.
This Puerto Rican ain't going to keep her fabulous mouth shut.
So describe one of the rooms. What are one of the other typical rooms? How is that set up?
The other private rooms are very small, and then they have two beds in one room. They have the co-rooms, I don't know how you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so almost
shared
regular,
rooms.
like a hospital room. They have one bathroom, one sink.
Yeah.
Like a hospital
room. One bathroom shared by four people, mind you.
Oh, two on either side.
One bathroom that's shared with four people. Thank goodness I share mine with no one, just me, myself.
And how clean do they keep the place?
Huh?
How clean do they keep the place?
Oh, my housekeeper, she cleans it every day. The bleach smells wonderful. I can't say nothing bad about her. She's amazing.
And the other rooms.
But then again, she has very good rapport with me. Huh?
The other rooms, I'm assuming, are kept the same condition. They're kept clean.
I don't even know if they are, because, you know, like I said, she and I speak. She knows I'm the alert one. So she probably sprays some extra bleach in here.
Mm-hmm.
Make it smell good, because it's Lavinia's room.
Right.
I'm sure they can't wait for me to go.
Mm.
Especially now that you're on the air all over the world.
Hello.
Let me take a. Everybody want to stand by? I got to take a break. I got to recognize a few of our friends who keep this show alive, and then we'll come back. All right. All right. Inner Sight around the world. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And one of our sponsors is on the air with us, my buddy Devin Fernandez, the Third Eye Insight. Hey, you want to stay in shape, have fun, and be able to handle yourself better? Well, call Devin. 631-445-3464. The Third Eye Insight. Dev, you want to say a word about it?
Yeah, thank you, Frank. We just run a physical fitness program for the visually impaired, martial arts, yoga, meditation, and as well as a bunch of outdoor recreational events. And it's all to keep the spirit happy and person active and you know, giving them the confidence to live an active lifestyle.
All right.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Devin Fernandez. Again, that phone number is 631-445-3464. All right. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue out in Toms River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And the Akita, you get the right one, make a great service dog or just a regular pet dog, companion dog. Akitas are very, very intelligent. All right. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net for the email. And we thank the Akita Rescue. I certainly thank them for my guide dog. This is the third one that I've trained on my own. Inner Sight and all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster of Antioquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, those are some of the youngsters that we remember who have passed away, and all the children who perished in Texas. Go an extra mile for a child. The politicians need to do a lot more to protect children. So, Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, we're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary, his organization, Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. And also, when he's able to do it, he has free medical for the animals. He's a volunteer. He has a regular job, but he spends his off days helping people to feed their animals. Again, 631-484-3085. All right, you heard it right here on Inner Sight. Let's see. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. Any questions on the ADA, civil rights, give Jim a call, 516-783-9662. I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help and their sponsorship. 631-880-7929. No, I don't have any cue cards. I got all this in my brain. You wonder why my brain is overworked, right? All right. 631-880-7929. What was that?
I said you do. You have it in your brain, very much so.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I have an echo, too. All right. Inner Sight. And my buddy over there at SILO, Jose Delgado, great guy, and we thank him. Let's see. Oh, how about run the Able News, if you can punch it up.
Here from.
My good friend Angela Melanie.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and we thank Angela for our Inner Sight ad. And I also want to thank SILO for posting the phone number on their website. Excuse me. For if you want to join the committee to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, let me give you that number, 631-487-2038. You can go to the SILO website. It's right on the home page, they told me.
Oh.
This is Inner Sight, our nursing home show. Joining us on the line, Devin Fernandez, Lavinia, who is in a nursing home, and, of course, yours truly, and Suzanne. And, you know, Lavinia, I got to tell you, you are a very brave woman to make a live call from a nursing home. And anything, any repercussions that you have now will be dealt with, not only with you and whoever else, but within a site. We're behind you all the way, baby. I want you to know.
Thank you. I told people I was coming on this podcast, and everybody kept warning me, be careful, be careful. Why? I want to speak my opinion, but then again, I am probably one of the only Lavinias you're going to find. But that's okay. I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm going to speak about what's going on here and what
that's
I'm
right.
not happy with.
And we back you up. Anybody
that
uses you, they're going to have to answer to us.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks so much. I appreciate your help.
Well,
oh,
we haven't done much yet.
Out at any point, meaning to go somewhere. And actually, SILO is the one that's helping me, and my weekly groups in there. We talk, and it's just it feels wonderful. It's nice to be able to talk
good.
About what's going on, Mr. Devin. There, it's just wonderful.
Well, now you got 116,000 people behind you from this podcast.
All right, I'm ready.
That doesn't hurt. That helps.
That's right. I'm trying.
829 New York, Inner Sight. Lavinia, what is your goal when you get out of that place? What do you want to do?
I would like, actually, a lot of people offer me maybe a job would be nice. I don't know if I can ever do that again. I used to be a wellness director in assisted living. That won't happen.
but it would be nice to do something to keep myself occupied. I'm just looking to live in my own apartment, be able to cook and eat when I want to, take a shower in hot water. That's like the most simple things, things that I can't get here, you know, and it's just be able to see my family when I want to.
Those are all the things everybody takes for granted.
Right. Were you going to ask me something?
Yeah, the comforts of home.
You know, and you don't know what you have until you lose it. And, you know, I'll give you a lot of credit, Lavinia. You know, after your accident, I'm sure there was a big recovery time. And, you know, you had to reduce things and learn to do things differently. And, you know, it takes, it takes a strong person
That's
to do that.
Hey, Lavinia, you like to have visitors?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love visitors. I talk on Facebook a lot. Because I just keep in touch with my friends, but it's not easy. I just got my Scout Bus pass just this year, so I'm just so excited to be able to go out for a little bit, you know, because my friends had to pay a few $100 to get me to go visit them. I mean, great friends they are, but that's just so much money, you know, and my son paid so much money for me to go to his wedding. It's just a lot of money. A Scout Bus pass, it was the best thing that could happen.
Yeah.
You know,
well, what are the visiting hours over there if somebody wanted to come up and meet you?
I don't know if there are any visiting hours. I guess 9 to 9, I think, what one of somebody said. But I really don't know.
We'll have
I've
to find out.
I've seen people here very early. Yeah, I've seen people here very early. And, you know, they never say, okay, all visitors leave. I never hear them say that.
Yeah.
Well, let's party in room 113. gosh.
So, Lavinia, has anybody asked you or tried to help you get out of there or get an apartment someplace else or... Are you on the list?
Nobody's ever mentioned it before. I don't know even how I... Oh, that's how I know. I have two friends of mine. I used to be a CNA at a place called John J. Foley in Yaphank. And I have still in touch with two residents that I took care of as an aide there, Samantha and Dave. And I just happened to tell them I am so ready to go. And then they both told me that one lives in Copeg, one lives in Deer Park at a Silo residence. And that's how I got into, like, what is Silo? And they explained to me that they live in an apartment and they have aides that come. And I was like, wow, I'm so ready for that. So I asked my social worker here, can I have more information about Silo? And she's been helping me since then.
Well,
that's it.
Okay, so you do have Silo working for you.
Yeah.
Huh?
You do have Silo working, trying to help you get a place.
Oh, yes. I actually put three housing applications in this past month. Just waiting for some sort of response.
Excellent.
Yes. Patiently waiting.
Yeah, we get calls all the time from people who are in nursing homes and who have hooked up with Silo.
Yeah. It's really nice.
They're a good place because not only do they want to get you out, they want to try the best they can to keep people out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing
about
Silo, you know.
We have a weekly meeting that we talk every week, and it's just nice. It's nice that I still keep in touch with those people since 1996. I used to be an aide there. And the fact that I'm still in touch with those residents no longer are they residents. They live out in the community. And it's just nice. It makes me feel good for myself that I took good care of them, that they want to stay in touch with me, you know. But, and, good, you know, it's just, it's good.
So you need an accessible apartment. You're in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah. We went through all that. They asked me what I needed, and I can't go upstairs. I said I'm paralyzed. I need a wheelchair. And she said, no, there's elevators. I said, well, put me on the roof. Well, whatever. As long as I can get out of here.
I like that spirit.
Hey, everyone, yes, we have another call.
Suzanne, do we have any other callers?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do. Would you guys mind taking a call, Lavinia, Devin?
No.
All
right.
Let's see what we have on the line, live with Inner Sight.
Hello?
And welcome, caller. Hello?
Hi, it's Maureen. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey,
Maureen and Mary.
Hello.
Hi, it's been a bit.
Good, good.
Yeah, how's everything going?
I'm out.
We missed the first half hour of the show or so, but I figured we had a little time, could call in and see what's going on.
Oh, well, let me just give you a quick recap. We have a woman on the line who is in a nursing home and wants to get out.
Uh-huh.
And we have Devin Fernandez on the line, who is one of our committee members, as Maureen is, too.
Mm-hmm.
And,
hello to both of you.
We'll say hello to Devin and...
Hello.
Hi, Maureen.
Yeah.
Hi, Devin. And what's the lady's name? Hi, Devin and...
Lavinia.
What's the lady's name? What is it? I'm sorry.
Lavinia.
Lavinia. Hi to you, too, Lavinia. Hi to both of you.
We helped Mary get out of the nursing home. Maureen's mom.
Yeah. Yes, they were a great help to getting my mom out of the nursing home so we could be together. It's a horror being in those places, and during the pandemic, it was more of a horror being separated. So
I can imagine.
All right, good luck to you, Lavinia, trying to get out. Hope to get out soon.
Not easy staying here, but it is a work in progress.
I know. We waited like 4.5, close to 5 years, and we ended up in Westchester, but, you know, it wasn't easy getting anywhere down there in Queens, you know, so. But at least we're together, and, you know, we have a nice place, so that's good.
Well, that's a blessing to you, then. That's definitely wonderful.
Well, let me ask you something, Maureen. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but how long after you started calling the show, how much longer was your mom in there? I forget.
Oh, God, probably like a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah, well, the pandemic came, and, you know, that messed up
We both had nursing homes, and my mother didn't quite make it out of the nursing home, but that's neither here nor there. But we were talking about sharing what her nursing home was saying compared to my home that I took.
Oh, your phone's breaking up.
I know. I like that all day.
You would have dialed back in. Maybe you get a better connection.
Yeah, Suzanne and her mom were going through the same thing my mom and I were going through, but unfortunately Suzanne's mom passed before.
And that's
very sad, you know.
Well, Inner Sight is here. We're happy to be here. We're happy to do this. And anyone in a nursing home, call us any night between 8 and 9. Let me give the call-in number. 213-816-1650. And anyone who calls in any night from a nursing home will get priority. No matter what we're talking about.
Say hi to Frank and Suzanne and Devin and Lavinia. Say hi. Just say hi, everybody, okay?
Hello. Hey, Mary.
Frank, and they all saying hi to you too, Mom.
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's not easy because I have a cord. We have a cordless phone now, and it doesn't have a loud speaker, so I have to, you know, translate to each
That's
one.
That's all right.
Not translate, but relay is the word I'm looking for. Who's saying what?
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not. But if you persevere, hopefully, you know. I mean, I'm legally blind, and the paperwork and the calls and the everything I had to go through, and sometimes I felt like it wasn't going to happen, right, Suzanne? There were times I said, well, I'm just going to have to end up in the nursing home with her because if I can't get around and I have to be with her, but thank God that didn't happen, so we ended up together on the outside. That would have been the last resort, believe me, but
So were you from the Westchester area, or that's just happened?
No, we lived in Queens and Staten Island and then back to Queens all our lives. I'm 64. She's 87, so we moved here last August. It was a big move. It's still, we're still not used to it. I mean, down there, we lived there. I mean, that was our home. We knew everything. I could take accessoride places on my own. I'm stuck up here unless somebody comes. My friend comes. He's great. He comes up once or twice a week. He's got cancer, but he comes and helps out. And I have two other volunteers who are very helpful, and they help, and but we're still not used to it, you know. Queens was our home, you know. So, but
no accessoride.
I'm sorry.
No accessoride.
Yeah, well, paratransit, but our address doesn't show up, believe it or not, on the Google Map. So it's very hard to, you know, for them to find us. So I do have something called a free ride, but I haven't used it yet. The only bad part with that is you have to let them know 7 days ahead. Unlike accessoride, where you only have to let them know a day or two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they do have that service, too. It's a free ride, and they go to everywhere in Westchester and Putnam. So, if people
nursing homes should be outlawed.
I'm sorry.
It should be against the law to have a nursing home in the country. The state should allow all agencies for the disabled and elderly to raise money to keep people out of nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever the funding the state is going to give, let them give it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but once you reach a certain point, and they want to put you into a nursing home, that's where the agency should kick in and say, no, we'll pay for it.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
That's how it could work.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
You
want
a nursing home.
Lavinia, let me ask you, after your accident, how long was it before you had to give up the apartment? Was it immediate?
I rented a house. I rented, so I lost that apartment, my home, right away. I couldn't keep up the money for the rent. My son couldn't pay for the rent either. He lives in Georgia.
Yeah, sorry,
I lost that.
You know, my mom went, so I lost, you know, we lived together in the house in Queens, so I lost everything, too, because they take everything. And I look at my poor mom. She was kept on a feeding tube for 5 years unnecessarily. She still has issues with that. It leaks from time to time. There's still a hole in it. She lost two toes there due to gangrene and MRSA. And they waited too long for her eye, so she lost the sight in her left eye with a cataract. So having her in a nursing home just destroyed her body and took away all her assets.
With continuous nurses and doctors there, you think that she would give better care. With me, as opposed to, I had many nursing home stays, unfortunately. They didn't want me. They would send me over to a hospital, and then the hospital would send me back and back and forth. I spent like a tennis ball. And then I finally, you know, my husband said to me, "Well, we're done with the house. When are you coming home?" I said, "Well, I'll set it up now if I could in the middle of the night." And turned out that, you know, yeah, so upset being in there. You know, it was getting too bad. Well, much shorter than you guys, but I was in there half a year, and it was not easy building the house to make it accessible. So I'm thankful that his mom really allowed us to change the house to the way she wanted it, you know, and also the way I wanted it to be accessible. So we both had a great, you know, input on the house, and also the people who were, quote, coming here to evaluate the house to make sure that it was within accessibility. So they had to evaluate the house and make sure everything was okay to let me go. I was praying right at that moment that they let me go, you know, at that
point. You annoy them enough, they don't want you there.
That's what it was.
You're ready to break out.
I'm ready to annoy someone.
Hey, let me remind everyone, Friday night, every Friday night on InnerSight, we do a funnies program, you know, so we want to have some fun and craziness. Tune in Friday night for the Friday night frolics. InnerSight frolics, Friday night.
Friday.
All right.
Lavinia needs a good laugh, eh?
Well, Lavinia, you got a lot of new friends.
Uh-huh.
That's right, and it feels good. It feels really good.
Where is
I'm
the nursing home you're in, Lavinia?
Riverhead.
Oh,
all
is
the
that
way
up here? Where is that? Riverhead, where is that?
That's out east.
Riverhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the North Shore.
I think the one up here is Riverdale, I think. Oh,
I'm sorry. I forgot where you are. Yeah, eastern Long Island.
Is that where you are, Lavinia? Riverhead?
Yeah.
I go to the Tango Mall out there sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, you're right across the street from me. You can wave to me next time you're here. Hello, hello.
Wait a minute. You're near the Tanger Outlet?
Not too far.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go up a little further on the next show. I'm right by Taco Bell.
I don't know where that is, but I know the Tanger.
Oh, having that smell tacos. Oh, my God. Love the Taco Bell.
All right, InnerSight, and we're very happy to have you on the show.
Uh-huh.
All of
you,
of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this was a good night we got to call in. This was a good night we got to call in tonight.
Mm-hmm. Be nice. It's nice that we finally, with the COVID over, we can finally get a day pass. So I'm allowed out when my parents or somebody who can help me wheel around, because it's not easy on the road. Sometimes go to lunch, Taco Bell outside, you know. So but now that I got this Gap Bus pass, I can actually get somebody to come with me, and we can go to lunch. Be nice to get out.
How long have you been in the nursing home? You were in it during the whole pandemic? How long have you been in the nursing home?
How long have I been in a nursing home? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got here in 2019.
So
about
4 years. The whole pandemic,
pandemic started, 2020? Yeah. That's when I lost a lot, I got into my accident September 28th, 2018. So it was just tough. Thank goodness there was cameras on the road that watched everything. saw the whole thing. Unfortunately, my family had to see the whole accident happen. I lost control of the car in the rain. And mind you, I had a 98 Jeep Cherokee. So I had no airbags. So when I hit the metal pole, metal against metal. So I was crushed. Yeah, it was. I don't know how they got me out. It was a grace to God that I'm. I'm here for a reason.
Yeah.
That's it. Right. That's it.
And he's speaking with Frank.
Well, Lavinia, you can call in here any night you want, 5 nights a week. To the show, and you have the InterSight number, so if you need, you can call
it
there,
too. Yeah, thank
you. You know, Sila was working on another project with the nursing homes where some of the residents are not, or clients are not able to dial out of their area code to reach relatives.
Yeah.
So if anybody has an issue like that, they should reach out to Sila. And speak to Marilyn about that because, if you have a 631 area code and you're trying to reach, a family member who has 516, you can't call them, which is ridiculous. And they could be right across the street or, close to you.
Joe was talking about that.
Yeah, my mom was with a Center for the Disabled of New York, Sydney, it's referred to as. They did nothing. Nothing from New York City. They did nothing to help out. Nothing.
Well, they certainly did a botched job, but you got out anyway.
Yeah, in spite of them.
Mary got out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was me. I barely could hear anybody. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to just say it wasn't. We would talk together mostly throughout the day and try to get.
Yeah.
Man out all different ways, and I can remember that clearly.
I'm sorry,
but I barely can hear anything, so I'm so sorry.
Yeah, our friend in Canada, we talked to her from time to time. She worked with my mom. We never met her, but we talked to her all the time. She's called Maureen. Every time you said it last year, I'm thinking, well, it's never going to happen, but she's still saying how sad she is. That it happened, that I got around,
Yeah.
Listen, guys, we got a few minutes left. We're gonna wind up the show. I want to thank everyone for coming on.
Yeah.
Maureen, Devin, Lavinia.
Thank
you.
Nice
all.
To
Mary,
everybody.
Of course.
Great.
Thank you
and,
for welcoming me, Frank.
We will do
thank
everything
you,
we can, Lavinia, to help you.
Thank you, everyone. Everyone have a great evening.
Thanks, Lavinia.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
okay,
thank
good night.
You.
Good luck.
All right, good night, y'all. Have a good one. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. All right. InterSight around the world. And okay.
Thank you,
Doc. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Barely, but can.
So there you have but one real live story and one brave woman to tell her story.
Yes.
And I gotta thank Sila for supporting people, and working to get them out, get them housing and all that. We want to go one step beyond and create a law that would outlaw nursing homes in this country and let the state use the money to keep people out of those types of institutions. And we believe that could work. So that's the goal of InterSight and the committee to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And I want to thank everyone who believes in that. And we're going to be reaching out and put together a news conference so people could tell their stories, what they've been through in these horrible nursing homes. Now, you've heard so much tonight, you know, how these places are certainly nowhere like home or, like, you know, horrible. I mean, and you have to pay for all that.
That's right.
You know, the state needs to protect people more, a lot more.
That's
the state should not allow a person to lose their home because they go into a rehab center. That has to change.
Yeah. You know,
that is the most hideous thing I've ever heard of in my life, because that's what causes all this misery.
Sure.
Once you lose your home, you're stuck in there, you got no place to go, and then you got all these people who can't help you because, first of all, there's not enough people, and then what happens is they abuse sets in because they're trying to rush and do their job.
That's right.
And the state allows this to happen. It should be outlawed. The state should not allow a person to fall into that dilemma.
That's true.
And if they don't want to pay for the whole thing, fine. Let the agency start raising money to do it. You know, the state pay for whatever services they're going to pay for. And if a person gets stricken beyond that, the agency should kick in and pay for it and get the person what the help they need to stay in their own home. And I really believe that. I don't care how severely disabled or demented a person is. There's a way to do it. If the money is there, there's a way to do it. And that's the key.
That is
the funding.
The key.
Yeah. So I blame the state for putting people in nursing homes because they're not doing enough to keep people out. All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night, I don't know, we're going to do a show on service dogs. It's Guide Dog Month, so.
Yeah, I think we should.
Oh, how to train your dog on your own.
That's it.
Tomorrow night. I thank everybody. And this program stands for justice, freedom, for all.
Yeah. 90-second warning.
All right. Thank you very much. Inner Sight means freedoms. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And I'm going to say goodbye, world.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow night. Thank you, Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody. We appreciate all the listeners. And good evening. And have a good night. We will talk to you tomorrow about service dogs. So hang in there and call in tomorrow. Okay. Take care.